Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and we are here live at the launching of a powerful program for peace. And this is in the Chicagoland area at 838 West Market. It is the Gandhi King Center for Nonviolence. And we're joining them now after the ribbon cutting and a presentation. And Cook County Board President Toni Preckwinkle is on hand for her remarks. And we're joining them now.
We saw the way to fight these situations. And we saw the way to Martin Luther King. We saw the way to Nelson Mandela. Leave alone India's independence. That's a very significant part in the global history. Though I am Indian. My thinking is on the day he had two thoughts in mind. First thought, many of us just run away from the problem or the challenge, like a coward. He didn't take that decision. Second thought, he came to finish his duty as a responsibility to defend the king. He did not take that as his challenge. Last, he said what he did was, he said that 20 years of his prime life spent there to erase institutional racism across the globe. Let me repeat that. And that incident, we are celebrating as the 130th anniversary at the train station this year, June 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, including a youth session from all over the world to come. So let me tell you, last but not the least, the connection between Gandhi and King is, Dr. Martin Luther King said, Gandhi has learned the love ethic from Jesus. Gandhi has read all the religious journals and magazines and books. Yes. Gandhi has learned the ethic, love ethic of Jesus. And actually, Jesus showed the method, but Gandhi showed the means. And importantly, so we all should believe and say that let's be the change we want to see in the world. Let us be thoughtful. Let us be mindful. Let us be truthful. Let us be hopeful. Let us be graceful. Let us be grateful. Let's all be peaceful. Thank you, one and all. You can talk to me if you want to participate in that meeting. I want to invite every one of you, if possible. And there is a possibility of a virtual session which you can present without being there. You can be there in philosophy, not in body. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Sparky. Let's give him another hand.
Thank you, Dr. Twin Green, facilitator.
Listen, Donald Duke, CEO of Abilitated Systems in Chicago. He will come and he will present his perspective of the plague of violence in Chicago's Inglewood area and the west side of Chicago. But before he comes, I want to tell you, Donald Duke is the CEO of the Facilitated System, which is a vital Chicago-based behavioral health and human services organization, providing programs and services for thousands of children and families with special needs. And he is my friend. So I want you to welcome him, Brandon. Now,
thank you so much, Dr. King. Greetings, everyone.
Greetings.
It is indeed my pleasure to come before you today and to honor the opening of such a needful, purposeful center as the Gandhi King Center. Allow me to also thank my colleagues, Dr. Vijay, for the partnership, potential, and promise manifested today in the opening of the center. Now, in his prophetic work, where do we go from here?
Dr. Martin Luther King asked the question, should it be about chaos or community? Chaos or community? Well, without any hesitation in our minds today, we know that the answer is in fact community. Community, us coming together to make change happen, to make peace happen in our day, and certainly for the generations to come. When we also look at Martin Luther King's legacy, he had plans. He had to take a break from the movement to write this book. He had to really conceptualize the strategy and to think in terms of what would really make a difference. And he spoke about in his book the need for a better future by providing better jobs, fair wages, decent housing, quality education. In fact, we would term many of those as social determinants of health. What would make us healthy and whole? So we know that violence in Englewood and violence across the country and world is really a public health issue. And we realize that in Englewood, crime is 125% higher than any other community within the city of Chicago. We also realize that violent crimes such as robbery, assault, and robbery are common. Well, you know, we can talk a lot about problems, but most of our time has got to be about the solution.
Come on.
At the Bulletin of Systems, Inc., for 45 years, we have been about solutions in our community. And this, of course, has been done primarily on the west and south side of Chicago. We want to thank Madam President for her support in this effort by funding our West Side Community Triage and Water funding our Restorative Justice Program. And let me highlight that in over 3 years' period of time, over 200 years of service, not one of those youth have gone back into the juvenile justice system. And those are the types of programs that can here in England, we've opened up the Urban Behavioral Health Services Institute dealing with the crisis of mental health. And we know that violence brings many other issues within our community. Generational trauma, adverse childhood experience. When you talk about over 60% of adults, us, 60% of adults have experienced some type of adverse childhood experience. We know that violence, in fact, breeds more violence, and we know that we need to breed more solutions. As I close, let me just say that this is about peace. Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Jesus Christ, and others were all about peace and love. Well, guess who was up about it? And I know you know about this one, Madam President. They were the four tops. They talked about peace. That's right. Stillwater Peace, y'all. They had a piece called Stillwater Peace. I'm not going to sing it, but I will be thankful for it. P is for the privilege of loving and privilege of being loved. E is for the ease to give the soul and the mind. A is for the absence and thirst to find yourself. C is to calm your fears if you like what you find. And E is everlasting. Sisters and brothers, may your love never cease.
Thank you, Donald. Okay. Now, next, we will have Zoe Ma, Outreach Director of Bridget E. House and the Hope Foundation in the Tri-City area of Chicago. And she will be speaking on how they can lock grief, crime, and violence in the community. Zoe.
Hello. My name is Zoe Ma. I'm the Irish Director of Bridget G. House of Hope Foundation from Tri-Taylor area. 28 years ago, I came to the United States to the graduate school at UIC. I lived to the next to the ABLA project. Beginning in the early 2000s, ABLA project was demolished and thousands of families had been displaced. Sadly, 20 years later, barely any affordable housing has been constructed, and those families cannot return to their homeland as they are demolished. In 20 years, poverty has grown into youth with a broken promise by the government. When we try to reduce violence and youth crime in the community, we should also investigate the roots of such social issues. The poverty and the lack of decent living environment in this neighborhood cause mental stress to today's youth and contribute to their violent behavior. Driving in the south side and west side, threatening most is the presence of vacant lots. Being a sociologist by training, and real estate professionals, I want to stress here the vacant lot are the cancer of Chicago. Chicago housing market is being manipulated by the ownership of 15,000 vacant lots by the city of Chicago. Those vacant lots decrease the private property value and perpetuate poverty in the south side and west side. Our organization advocates to train people in the south side, west side neighborhoods to be mini developers of those vacant lots into affordable home ownership, so our inner city youth can grow up in decent homes just like their peers living in the suburbs. Another program we propose is to lease and operate a youth retreat center in northeastern Wisconsin, north of Green Bay, where kids between 6 to 25 year olds can vacation and enjoy some time away from the stress of the city of Chicago, whose restores their mental well-being. I thank the Gandhi Teen Center for Nonviolence to order this event. With Asian Americans, we will work with African American organizations to end poverty and crime for a better Chicago. Thank you, Joy. All right. Next, we will have Dr. Abba Argao, Chief Medical Officer of Humboldt Park Health in Chicago, speaking on how health inequity contributes to violence and crime.
Thank you. Madam President, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say I actually had some remarks prepared, but I can't use them after hearing Tiziana's So I'm going to change everything, and here's what I want to say. You know, as the chief medical officer, I'm a physician and chief medical officer at Humboldt Park Health, it's my responsibility to lead the diversity, equity, and inclusivity effort. I want to say I've been working on this for the last 2+ years, how to bring diversity, inclusivity, and equity in our workplace. Nothing that I have done has been as good as the poem recited by Christiana Gray. I think you could be a role model for our workforce, and I would invite Christiana, if you are still here, to talk to our staff what diversity, equity, and inclusivity truly means. So thank you for that. I talk about social determinants of health, food, housing, security. Nothing is as good as the example shown to us today by Shepherd's Hope in their food pantry and what they are doing for this community. We talk about accountability and making a change. Nothing is more powerful than what I heard from you break it, you fix it, and the broken wing, and what they are doing by showing, leading us by example. So I'm truly humbled and I'm truly inspired before I even can say anything. It's a great initiative, the Gandhi King Center for Nonviolence. It commemorates two of the greatest impact makers, thinkers, people who changed the course of history, who led their people from the most formidable forces of oppression, but not through army, not through weapons, but that most potent weapon, which is nonviolence and love. As I think of what's going on around us, and I was listening to everyone, the violence is not only guns and shootings and murders and wars. The violence is also poverty and hunger and inequities in health and inequities in health outcomes, inequities in access to housing, inequities in being able to see a doctor. And that's the kind of violence I want to partner with you all in eliminating here through eliminating health disparities. And it's real. It costs lives. It costs money. If you look at the life expectancy between the Loop and Inglewood, you go back 7 decades in time. I drove from the Loop to here. I drove 2 decades in time just in a matter of 20 minutes. The life expectancy in Inglewood is about what life expectancy was in the rest of the country, or in affluent neighborhood 7 decades ago. We cannot afford that. It costs us as a country $230 billion because some of our citizens do not have the same quality of health, same quality of health outcomes. We cannot afford that anymore. I think you mentioned only, I'm a doctor, it hurts me to say, but only 20% of the community and a person's health is influenced by what we do directly as a doctor and hospital. Rest 80% is what is being done here today. The social determinants of health, the behavior, the safety, the access to food, the housing, the economic stability. And that's what you are doing. You are partnering with somebody like me, somebody like hospitals, to make sure the communities, the people live healthy. And that's the legacy. That's the legacy of nonviolence that we want to commemorate today,
yes,
to make sure there is no violence in health and healthcare. Nobody said it more eloquently than Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You all know his words that he made in March in 1966 to the Medical Committee for Human Rights. And he said, of all the inequalities in the world, injustice in health is most shocking. And he said, most inhuman. He did not say most inhumane. Inhumane would be gentle, would be softer. He's saying the egregiousness of health inequity. It's inhuman, it's subhuman for us to have what we have in this country today. So, again, drawing from Dr. King, drawing from Mahatma Gandhiji, I believe we are all connected. We are all dependent on each other. We are all driven by the ethic of love. So let's work together so that we have no more the violence of health inequity amongst us and our citizens. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Now we will hear from Dr. Zenobia Soel, Chair of Bethel Mennonite Community Church of Chicago and a dentist. Yeah, pretty fun. She will be speaking on inadequate affordable housing and food insecurity, fighting violence and crime in Chicago. How that happens. Dr. Bled.
Good afternoon, everyone. I was so pleased when I heard that the Gandhi King Center for Nonviolence was being opened here in Inglewood. My father was a pastor. He's gone on to be with God now, but his first church was just a few blocks from here, Inglewood Mennonite Church on 68th and Green. My husband and I now serve in the Avila community on 14th. It's on 14th in Ashland. And looking back, I was about maybe 7 or 8 years old when my father was pastoring in Inglewood. And I remember a very peaceful time, a time when we could go out and play. We could visit people in the community, no fear of violence around us. At least we weren't aware of it. You know, being on the west side some 40, 50 years later, I've been very acutely aware of the violence that goes on in our community. It's changing some now, but we lost many of our members' children to violence right in front of our church doorstep. It was very painful. Guns have no power, but the people behind them do. And so we have to think like Gandhi spoke, like Dr. Martin Luther King talked, like they both thought and taught that it's right over here. Can somebody read that for me? Oh, here it is right here. In a gentle way, you can shape the world. So as we think about ways that we resolve conflict, you know, teaching our children, you know, you don't have to pick up a knife or a gun. Use words. You can be angry and still not sin, still not violate somebody's life. But we have to teach our children those kinds of things. I applaud Mr. Anderson for what you're doing here in the community. And as I think about the things that make for a a community. It's common unity. But the things we have to think alike and practice alike is nonviolence. You can be very angry, but you don't have to kill someone. You don't have to kill them with your words. You don't have to kill them with a gun or a knife. We have to learn to love. As difficult as that might be, there are ways if we believe in that. My father was a conscientious objector in the war, and he said, when they offered him a gun, he said, I choose not to carry a gun. He said, bow, so well. I say shop so well now. But he said, bow, what if everybody in the world felt like you do? And he said under his breath, there would be no war. Because we have to think nonviolence so that we can practice nonviolence. One of the mantras of our church is hope, health, and healing. If your mind is not right, if your mind is thinking violent thoughts, you eventually will act on those things. And so I know I'm probably saying to the choir, but these are things that we can teach. We can live them ourselves, but we can teach others to practice them as well. So I just want to say I'm very happy for what I'm seeing here. And we would like to see this spread among other communities. Started on the south side here in Englewood. I'm now on the west side. And the things that are human rights, I say human rights, are housing, health food, healthy food, not just food, not just junk food, but food that can nourish the body. Because when the body is nourished, so is the mind. As one thinks, so is he, or so is she. So as we leave this place today, let's do better in speaking nonviolent words and thinking nonviolent thoughts and loving on each other in the ways that are meaningful and the ways that we can see our community change. Can we do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Farrell. Our last speaker is Boo Pacheco.
Pacheco Coronel.
Founder, coach of 3D Basketball by Blue, who has a basketball program right here at this facility. And he will be speaking on engaging neighborhood students and
good afternoon, everyone. Thank
good
you
afternoon.
For today. Thank you for everyone at the table. Appreciate the opportunity to speak today. And for me, well, really, I've been operating this building now for the last 3-4 years. So I actually have a program called 3B Basketball by Blue. And it's a basketball program not just for children as young as 3, 4, 5 years old, but we actually have a lot of collegiate athletes who come out here. We have a lot of professional athletes that come work with me as well. And basketball has always been an outlet for myself. So we set out for a lot of youth at the time, considering a lot of people call it the mecca of basketball. It's just another way to engage them, another way to reach them, another way to just keep them, you know, off the street and give them a safe place to be. And for me, the biggest thing that we like to teach through the basketball instructors is SEL learning, social emotional learning. We like to make sure they understand the importance of incorporating that work ethic that they put in basketball to other areas of their life. So that's really the big picture of what I do. It's the message that we preach every day, not just to the young athletes, but also to the parents. Because if the parents aren't engaged, the children aren't going to be engaged. So I'll just leave everyone with this. We always want to criticize children, teens, young adults for all the mistakes and things that they're doing out in the street. Where are they learning from? Thank you.
I'm not going to say his name behind it because he already said it. So that is the power of today and now. This is the power hour right now, the real power hour right now. And this afternoon we have had such a wonderful and amazing event of speakers from the Little Pearl Christiana talking about being black in the workforce. We had several community activists and leaders giving us their perspectives on what contributes to violence today in the Englewood area and beyond.
As a daughter of Inglewood, I am proud to stand in front of you to introduce a man with a vision and the man that has made all of this possible, Dr. DJ.
Wellness screening, we address the health inequity, and also the food inequity issue, which Brian Anderson, the founder and CEO of Shepherd Hope, is very dearly passionate about. We launched today for the first time a 14-foot mobile community food pantry. And this food pantry, which is the brainchild of Brian Anderson, and he has been talking about for 2 years. We got funding from Discount Tire, who gave us $40,000. And it's going to be supported by MedStar, because today is also February 1st, 2023, is MedStar's 22nd anniversary. When they took it over in 2000, and they wanted to do something special for the community for Englewood and Chicago. In December of 2022, they did launch the MedStar Golden Diners Gourmet Diners program in Donald View, Texas, two senior centers, Donald View and so 100 senior citizens. Every month, the last Friday of the month, MedStar provides a gourmet dining experience for the citizens at the senior center. It's not just one time a year, but they do it throughout the year. So please give it up to the MedStar and the largest minority-owned laboratory, and their motto is giving back to the community. They serve over 800 clinics today, and they are growing, and they have about 400 employees, and 85% of them are Black. So that's a special thing. And Neil and Raj wanted to do something special for Black History Month and for commemorating the 22nd anniversary. And so we decided to launch the Gandhi King Center for Nonviolence today. And we got cooperation from everybody put together. And we were thinking, who should we launch? Who should launch the project? We have a meeting together. Brian Anderson, Vadim, all of us, Mr. Barak also was there with us. And we think we should invite the governor, the mayor, but we all decided we should have somebody who really believes and acts the talk of the principles of Gandhi and King. And that's none other than the Iron Lady of America, who's with us. The charming, vibrant, and dynamic president of the technology world, is Tony Patrick. We all know that Madam President Tony Patrick has done governance with compassion. She has brought physical stability to the Cook County government. There are numerous accomplishments what she has done. And one accomplishment which I'd like to, before handing over the mic to President Tony Preckwinkle, is to talk about how well she handled the COVID pandemic. None of it has been publicized. It's, I think, the best kept secret in town. Because she, in her own way, has been able to provide the COVID testing, the COVID vaccine for the whole Cook County without the daily press briefings and publicity the other elected officials did. And it was one of the best in the whole country, the way she managed the COVID pandemic, not only with the John Sturge Hospital, but to all the health centers, making sure everybody gets the COVID testing. If you recall 2 years ago during the pandemic, it was tough to get a testing day, tough to get the vaccine, but she did an outstanding job. And she's one when problems are faced, she gets viable solutions, and she's during the whole COVID pandemic, you know, the tenacity of the tech met with the audacity of the administration. And that is Dr. President Tony Preckwinkle. Please give her a welcome. A lady who walks the talk and believes and acts like Gandhi and Gandhi and King.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
You've been very patient. I'll be brief. You know, 50 years ago, Martin Luther King wrote an article in Ebony. Some of you are old enough to remember Ebony magazine.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote an article about his trip to India, and where he spoken at universities and colleges and at public meetings and met with the political leadership. And how impressed he was by the warm welcome that he got everywhere he went. And he said the trip had a big impact on him personally. He said that returning from India, he was convinced that nonviolent resistance was the most potent weapon available to oppress people in their struggle for freedom. I'm going to read that again. Nonviolent resistance was the most potent weapon available to oppress people in their struggle for freedom. So there's a connection between Martin Luther King and his good work in this country to challenge us to meet the ideal of equality for all, and India, because he took his adventure and his philosophical kind of bedrock, Mahatma Gandhi. No community can be strong if it's not safe. And we have some real challenges in Chicago because many people in our neighborhoods do not feel safe. And it's not unreasonable they don't feel safe. You know, we have about 77 community areas in Chicago, and about 12 to 15 of them are where most of the violence takes place. So violence is concentrated. And has an impact on those communities, but it has an impact on our city and our county and our region. Because we have a reputation nationally for being a place where people get murdered every weekend, right? I talk to my family on Sunday nights, but they routinely ask me whether I'm safe, right? Because they've heard so much about the violence in the streets of Chicago. So that violence impacts not just those communities, but our reputation nationally and our ability to attract people here who want to work or want to start a business or people who want to expand a business. It has an economic impact beyond the communities in which the violence takes place. And, of course, it has a terrible tragic impact on those neighborhoods, with the people in those neighborhoods. Arne Duncan tells a story. Arne Duncan was a former head of the Chicago Public School. And he tells a story about visiting a classroom in Chicago and asking the young people to raise their hands if they know anybody who's been murdered. And every hand goes up. And then he said, keep your hand up, you know, two people have been murdered. And there's still hands. And he gets to five or six, and there's still kids with their hands up. That trauma is carried with those kids for the rest of their lives. You don't address that trauma in our neighborhood.
That's right.
Cook County government spends half of its budget on health care. Half of our budget is health care. $8 billion, half of it is health care. We have one of the most well-regarded emergency rooms, trauma centers in the country. Why? Because we have so much experience dealing with gunshots. I will tell you a bittersweet story. We train young people in the Navy for combat in our emergency room. Navy sends young people to our emergency room to be trained so they will know what it's like to treat combat wounds. Now, we're pleased that we're able to help our military in this way, but it's a tragedy. If we have a hospital that's equivalent to a military hospital where you're treating gunshot wounds. So I'm grateful to the folks, the 15 collaborators who put together the Gandhi Team Center, because we have to do whatever we can in whatever ways we can to address the violence in our neighborhoods. We cannot have a strong city without strong neighborhoods, and we can't have strong neighborhoods unless they're safe.
So thank you all for the good work. Thank you, President. That is true commitment to our cause. Next, we will have, we're not of order just a little bit, but next we're going to have a special guest, the presentation of the Moultrie Ethnic. Okay, so we're going to do the tech presentation. Okay, special guest remarks, the presentation of that check to Shepherd Hopi, the CEO of MedStar Laboratory, Neil Patel.
Yes, I want to start off by saying I'm not a great speaker and everybody else is here today, but Lord knows I'm even happier. My name was not called out after Christina Gray. President's 21st week on Twin. I am happy to celebrate Black History Month along with all of you today. I was told by Black History Magazine the theme of Black History Month 2023 is Black Resistance. The theme explores how African Americans have resisted historically and ongoing partition in all forms, especially the racial terrorism. What better way to honor Black History Month than by naming this Center for Nonviolence as Gandhi King Center for Nonviolence? Congratulations to all for joining hands in this endeavor to help reduce violence and promote peace in our city. Today is also the 22nd anniversary for my brother and I as we took over Mestre Laboratory in 2001. This is a joyous occasion to share with all of you. We, my brother and I, are pleased to make a contribution of $10,000 to Mestre Laboratory construction community mobile food trailer, which will deliver food at the doorstep in the neighborhood to those who cannot access food at this center. We at Mestre Laboratory believe in giving back to the community and help address food insecurity here. We will continue to support such good work being done in Greater Chicago. Wishing the entire team of the Gandhi King Center for Nonviolence all success to achieve their goal. Thank you.
I'm going to check if it's being presented now. Check. $10,000 from MedStar Laboratories.
Come, Brian. Please. We'd like to Raj. Come everybody closer. Hello. I'm sorry, I'm trying to the video and I'd everybody to cover me. Hello. I'm sorry. Come closer, please. Come closer. Sir, come behind us. Sir, come behind me. Hello. Sir, time, please. Just 1 minute, please.
Hello, I'm sorry. Thank you. On-air daily news. I'm Naya Latif. Until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.